Tell me a little bit about how you knew Jonathan Howells and what your relationship with him was like.
John and I worked together for many years. Of course, we were both city planners. I actually spoke to him when he was thinking about coming back to UNC after he had been working in Washington and urged him to come back, and he took over as director of the Center for Urban and Regional Studies. And so we worked together in that role, and then we were both elected officials in Chapel Hill. He served much longer than I did, and he was also mayor of Chapel Hill. And then we worked together on a couple of big planning projects, the master planning project for the University of North Carolina campus that resulted in a book we wrote together called The Dynamic Decade, which chronicled those 10 years of new buildings and construction and funding that went into changing the campus forever. And then we worked together on a master planning project here at Carroll Woods. We both retired to Carroll Woods, which is a continuing care retirement community in Chapel Hill. And we both served on the board here at Carroll Woods before we moved in, and we were worked together on the master planning for a big expansion of the residential facilities and the gym and the library and the art studio here at Carroll Woods. So we just were constant companions and colleagues working together on different things for the public interest.
And what are some of the memories that you think you'll treasure when you think about Jonathan Howells?
Well, I think about John's, particularly about his leadership. He was a model leader, really, and he was always fair, objective, and knowledgeable. Unlike a lot of other people in elected office, he knew what the issues were because he had studied cities and urban planning, so he really knew what the important points were. And I remember him in many occasions on the town council guiding the discussion toward how could we do the best thing for the town and the people. And one of the big projects that we hoped to get done was one in downtown Chapel Hill behind the post office, which was called Rosemary Square, which would have been a wonderful mixed-use development with a hotel, a public plaza, a parking garage, and so forth. But it was strenuously opposed by some people in Chapel Hill who thought it was too big and in the wrong place. And ultimately, it failed to get approved because of political opposition and legal opposition. John was a very gracious loser in that case. Instead of he was a realist. Instead of saying, well, you know, we've got to do something strenuous against the people who did this, he said, okay, they won. Let's put them in charge. And so he formed a committee and let the opposition decide how to design the parking garage that went on that site. He was really a very down-to-earth, likable, and knowledgeable leader.
What else do you think you'd like folks to know, or what would you think his legacy in Chapel Hill might be?
Well, I think his legacy across Chapel Hill and across the state, he was this bridge builder in Chapel Hill between the university and the town gown thing. He also worked very hard at the regional level, so he tried to get people from the regional level and the local level to work together and to think together, which is not always easy because there are so many local egos and politics involved. So he really was kind of trying to connect opposing sides, try to figure out if there's some way to get agreement or get consensus. Another thing that I think he was very influential in was the whole state parks issue in North Carolina. When he was Secretary of Department of Environment and Natural Resources under Governor Hunt, he managed to get some continuing funding for our state parks, which were badly neglected at that point, and has really strengthened them. And then he went on as a teacher with students from the university who made videos about the state parks to try to explain how important they were. So he was a many-faceted guy. You know, his list of accomplishments is almost staggering. So many things that he did. And I think he'll be remembered in very many aspects of public life in North Carolina and nationally. He had a great national reputation as well.